case number 23-1116, People versus Juwan Welch.
Good morning. My name is Sanjay Kaler. I'm the presiding justice of the Sixth Division of the First District Appellate Court. I'm joined by my colleagues on the panel this morning, Justice Michael Hyman and Justice Celia Gamrath. If I can ask the counsel to introduce themselves and counsel for Appellant, if you could let me know how much of your 20 minutes you would like to reserve for rebuttal, I would appreciate that. And so you'll have 20 minutes total, and then the appellee will have 20 minutes total. So go ahead.
My name is Rebecca Levy from the Office of the State Appellate Defender, and I represent Juwan Welch, and I would like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal, please.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Levy. And counsel.
Good morning, Susan Wabakind, Assistant State's Attorney on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Mobikin. So Ms. Levy, you may proceed.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Rebecca Levy, like I said, from the Office of the State Appellate Defender, and I represent Mr. Welch. Today, I'm going to focus my argument on the first two issues that I raised in the brief and explain why the state did not prove Mr. Welch guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and also why the trial court erred in admitting the rap music video as evidence in the case. But I would, of course, be happy to answer questions about any of the issues if you have them. The state failed to prove Mr. Welch guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. Mr. Welch was riding as a passenger in the car, the front seat passenger. He wasn't driving the car. He didn't own the car. Police pulled the car over because the driver and passenger were not wearing seat belts, and the car pulled over, the driver pulled over. And as the...
We know the facts. When you get down to it, what is the crux of the, in your opinion, the issue?
The issue is that he had no knowledge that the gun was, there's no evidence that he had knowledge that the gun was present in the car underneath his seat. It wasn't
when you
his
say
car.
Underneath the seat. In the video, when the officer bends down, you can't see where he is. But it looked like he took the seat off. Was that what was happening? What were we seeing?
I'm unclear about what's happening in the video as well. He said, the officer says he reaches under the front seat and finds the gun just there, level, like parallel with the edge of the seat. So that if the officer said that if you would suck your hand under, you would have felt the gun.
Okay, so you had it wasn't visible.
No,
it was not visible. You had to put your hand underneath the testimony. So,
yes, correct. Yes, the officer testified to that. He said it wasn't visible, and that he did have to put his hand under the seat, but that he found it quickly after putting his hand under the seat. That's what.
Do we know the size of the gun? I mean, did it have an extended magazine? Is it? We know what.
They did say that the officer testified that it was recovered with a magazine of 30 rounds. So there was a magazine attached to it. A picture of the gun itself was not introduced. The gun itself was introduced at trial, but not a picture of it. So we don't see it. But the court did. Obviously.
Did the gun that was introduced at trial, did it have the magazine?
I believe it did.
The YouTube video, is the gun that's shown there, is it shown with a magazine?
I believe it is. I've watched it. My knowledge of gun parts is not that expert, I would say. It looks to me, I think that there's a magazine attached to it in the video.
Was there any testimony? Is there anything in the record?
No, there's not testimony. It's just that they, the state's attorney argues in closing argument, and then the judge agrees in closing that the gun in the video looks similar to the gun recovered from underneath the front
So
card.
why is looks, why shouldn't looks be a inference that the court can take?
Well, we don't know. I mean, that's speculative that a gun looks like it, that looks like the same gun. We also, importantly, we don't know when the video was made. This video could have been made years ago, years earlier, or a year earlier, or months earlier. There's no temporal link between the video and the gun. No temporal
How
link.
important is a temporal link if there is distinguishing characteristics that have been identified? For example, here, the state said that had the same markings and that same handle cover, same silver piece, same curvature near the trigger, and had an extended or had a magazine. So does it matter that the there isn't a temporal link, and like in the other case that's cited by the parties or by you?
Well, I think it does matter. First of all, I mean, I think we can presume that a gun manufacturer made more of one of the gun. It's not just I assume it's not a special. There's no evidence that there's a special model that was only one made. So the fact that it looks similar doesn't mean that it was the same gun. And as I said, I mean, they're not wearing. In the case, I think it might be Brogan or Davis, and I'm in one of the cases I cited in my brief. In the I believe it's the first issue, but they were wearing. There was a video introduced or a picture, and they were wearing the same clothes that they had been wearing when they were the defendant had been wearing when he was arrested in the car. In a different case, like I said.
Right. So
So,
the inference was that it was made close in time.
yes, correct, close in time to when. The defendant was nearly gone.
So I believe that this video was posted in 2022. That's what the video says, posted 2022.
It does
I
on
think.
YouTube. Okay.
And the arrest was February of 2022. So at most, you've got less than 2 months have passed. Isn't that temporal enough?
I believe he was arrested in February 2021.
Or okay,
Am I wrong? I'm sorry if I'm wrong about that, but
then
that.
maybe I'm wrong about the posting. I thought that the posting was the same year
Okay.
as, but we'll go back and check that. But if that's correct, that it was posted in the same year and the arrest was February, isn't that temporal?
2 months. I mean, you're saying it was posted in. I mean, I don't. We know that you're saying it was posted in February of 20. I'm sorry, if you said sometime in 2022, you said 2 months. Oh,
My
sorry.
recollection looking at the video was it said posted. I thought it said 2022, maybe it was 2021, but my recollection, and again, I will definitely go back and check that. But I didn't see that that came up at trial
It
in
didn't.
terms of, okay.
That's correct. We don't even know how the police came to find the video and show it to the defendant. That's not even in evidence. I don't know that the version shown to him in the police station is the same version that's on YouTube. That's not even there's no evidence of that. There's also no evidence that the video that's on YouTube is the exact same video they introduced at trial. I mean, I
But
presume
that's
it
not an issue that's been brought up on
No, I
appeal.
presume it was, but I'm just,
Oh,
I'm.
and to be clear, I didn't go outside the record. I'm looking at the
Yes.
video that was
Okay.
that came
Right.
to
Okay.
evidence.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I wasn't fishing outside
No, I mean,
streaming.
I did. I mean, I Googled the video on YouTube. That's why so I understand. I got it.
I took it from the record.
Okay. Well, it's I mean 2 months is closer than no time frame apparently I guess, but it's I think that 2 months are is still it's closer, it's better than nothing, but it's not,
Well,
it's still
what do we know? You said that's when it was posted. We don't know when it was made. It could have
well
been made.
correct.
When it's posted, it doesn't mean anything, does it? Why would that mean anything? It's when it was made. It could have been made a year before, 2 years before. Who
Correct,
knows
yes.
when it was made? The fact that it was posted, does that have a connection to this case being posted? Even if it was, would that make a difference if it was made a year before?
I don't believe it would. I don't, I mean, I think that when it's the time it's posted is not as relevant as when it was made, obviously. I mean, when it was made is more informative of when he might have had a similar looking gun.
Wasn't that more to the, going to the other case, maybe Bailey or whatever, the other case where it was the same day, but
Right.
it was made to that day. I mean, it wasn't that it was
It's
posted.
clear that it had been made
Question
and
was,
posted the same day. Right,
yeah,
correct. Right.
that's the
Well, I
difference.
don't even know if it had been posted in the other case. It was just made. They had a copy of this video. Correct. Yes. Yeah, we don't know. That's, thank you, Justice Simon.
Your client admits that he is in the video.
Yes, he admits he's in the video. He does not admit that it's the same gun. He said
Does
it's
he deny that it's a gun in that video?
not. He's not asked. He just was asked if it's the same gun, and he said no.
Now, what he's a felon. He's not allowed to have a gun. And so if there was a real gun, would that be a violation for him to
If it
have?
was a real gun, yes. And that's why the second argument we've raised is that the court improperly admitted other crimes evidence, which it thought was not other crimes evidence. And I understand that this was a bench trial and that the court is presumed to know the law, but in this case, the court very adamantly stated that it absolutely was not other crimes evidence, that the video did not constitute other crimes evidence. And it was admissible, presumably for any reason. I mean, the court didn't even say what it was admitting it to show. And clearly, the court used it, the video, to find Mr. Welsh guilty. It was without the video, the court even acknowledged that there wouldn't be a case, or that there
So the whole
wouldn't be
case turns on
video.
whether on that video. And
Yes.
there is no video, there is no case.
Correct.
You're
Yes. And
So
the
the video does show the gun with the magazine attached, right?
yes. I mean, I believe so. I'm not, like I said, I'm not
Okay, not, I don't know any
knowledgeable
of you
about
are
gun
experts
parts.
in firearms. Well, I shouldn't speak for anybody, but I'm certainly not, but I mean, what I see in the video is fairly distinctive in terms of the magazine. It looks sort of circular.
There are two guns in the video that he holds at different times. And at one time, I think he holds both towards the beginning. And the gun that we're talking about is the one that is in at the beginning and it's in his right hand at 9 seconds. I don't recall off the top of my head which one has the circular, but you're right. It does look very unique. I'm not sh I don't recall if it's this. If that's the gun that they're claiming this one was,
So
they're claiming.
that may not be the Glock, the one with the circular.
Right.
Okay, it might be the other one because he's holding two
Right.
guns in the video.
Yes, that's right. There's at one point he's holding two different guns.
And you can see on the other gun at least that appears to be a long attachment at the bottom of the gun.
Yes. There does. I mean, we don't know if it's loaded. I mean, like I said in the opening brief or in both of my briefs, the reply as well, that I mean, it is a rap music video. It's not real life. It's produced by some kind of production company, and as I said, also in my brief, that the sound of the video, there was no need to have the sound out, and just to have even if they were showing that the gun was similar. The music and the lyrics of rap video, the rap that he's singing, is very prejudicial. And the judge
Well,
seemed
but
to.
this is a bench trial, right?
Yes, but it
Okay.
is. And I
I mean, I
understand.
understand if it was a jury trial, but I mean, judges presume. I mean, the judge indicated that he wasn't considering this for as evidence of other crimes, but rather as evidence of this crime. So why shouldn't we, take the court at its word there?
Well,
This is an experienced trial judge.
he is experienced. He's a very experienced trial judge. I don't disagree. However, he specifically said on the record that this was not other crimes evidence, and that is wrong. It is other crimes evidence. It doesn't, he, the judge said it doesn't constitute other crimes evidence, but
He
it
wasn't considering
absolutely.
it. He wasn't considering it as other crimes evidence.
He didn't say that. I mean, he said that he just flat out said it wasn't other crimes evidence and it didn't constitute it. He wasn't, I mean, that's just wrong. It does constitute other crimes evidence. So whether him saying he's not considering it as other crimes evidence, he said that it wasn't other crimes evidence. But it is. I mean, it's evidence presumably of two other crimes if he's holding two different guns and he's not allowed to have one.
You have one more minute, so if you want
Oh, I thank you. I unless you've had other questions, I would like to reserve my time, the remaining.
Well, I mean, you have one more
I have
minute
one more minute
right
for the, I'm
now.
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I believe I pretty much covered everything I was going to say. I mean, I just want to reiterate again how prejudicial the video was. The judge saw it, and then you could all, from reading the transcript, you could see his tone just changed. He
But
became.
there was no objection to the, was there an objection given during the trial to the audio?
I believe she objected post-trial to the audio.
Right. So, but at the time,
She objected to the whole video being introduced. Like she
I
didn't want.
understand. I understand. But there was no, yes. But with regard to the audio specifically, after the judge said, no, I'm going to let it in, nobody said, well, what about keeping the sound off?
I don't
So there
believe
was.
she. No, I don't believe she did at that point. She
I do
didn't.
have one question for you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
I'm done. I am finished.
I do have one question for you. The officer said that the defendant was nervous, and he pointed out that his hand was shaking and he was sweating, even though it was cold. Is that a factor that we may consider in determining whether the defendant had knowledge of the gun?
It's a factor you can consider. I don't think it's a significant factor. I mean, it's February, so it's cold out, and I mean, him shaking could be him shivering. And I mean, I don't think it's very uncommon for people to be nervous when they get pulled over by the police and then ordered out of the car, regardless of who they are and what time of year it is. I understand that the officer testified that no one is ever nervous unless they're holding contraband, but I mean, and the court found him credible, but I mean, that statement is kind of incredible in general that no one he's ever pulled over has ever been nervous unless they had contraband. It seems highly unlikely, but he did testify to that. I don't think that a man being ordered out of a car after it being pulled over, who's already been arrested before, it's at all unusual for him to be nervous. And I don't think that that is a factor in this case, in determining that he had knowledge of the gun's presence.
So
Okay,
let me
thank you.
ask
Sorry.
you, can I ask you, as I read the transcript, I see that the video comes in. The judge says it's not other crimes evidence. The judge is using it to say, I am recognizing some connection here between this defendant and this gun because it's the same gun he was holding in this video. So I'm using it for this other purpose, not for other crimes. We're not going to convict him for holding a gun in that video. And I don't see anything where the judge says, oh, this is a, terrible person because of these things he's saying in the video. There was nothing to tie that up either. So what's wrong with the judge letting this video in for that purpose that just simply ties and makes that connection between this person and this gun, which has already been factually determined to be distinct according to all those markings and so forth? Could you explain that?
Well, I guess I'm asked, well, my question would be, I know this is your question, but what is the purpose of it being introduced? Like there has to be a specific purpose. It's not propensity. So it would seem to me if the judge is using it, to for knowledge or to know. So that he had this gun on this prior occasion and now he has it again. That goes to propensity, doesn't it? I mean, if he they're using it to show it's the same gun. I understand that it could be used to show possibly another purpose for admission that's not improper. I mean, in various other cases, you know, I've had it's admitted to show identity or not, or various specific purpose, specific purpose. In this case, there isn't one. I mean, the judge didn't say I'm admitting it for this reason.
Well,
Thank you, Ms. Lee.
I think it was the Bailey case that you were referencing. I think that's the name of it, where there was that temporal link. Maybe it's not Bailey, but it's the one with the temporal where they were wearing the same clothes. So in that case, they let it in, and that was fine. Why wouldn't it be fine here?
I don't want to say that. I mean, again, the temporal link is the difference. There is no, I would say, foundation even for the video in that we don't know when it was made, so it almost doesn't. There's not a relevancy that the court identified in its admission. Do you know what I mean? Like the court didn't say, this is other crimes evidence, but I'm not admitting it for that reason. I'm admitting it to show identity. It didn't. The court didn't say that, and it doesn't
Thank you,
appear.
Ms. Levy.
Okay.
Ms. Wilbekind.
May it please the court, Susan Wobbekin on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois. Your honors, the evidence, when construed in the light most favorable to the people, proved beyond a reasonable doubt that defendant possessed the firearm recovered from underneath his seat and was guilty of unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. Seems defendant is not saying that he did not have control over the weapon at this time. And indeed, the weapon was found directly under defendant's seat within his easy reach, which does establish his control over it. As to
Not if
his
he didn't
knowledge,
know about it, but he didn't. We don't know about knowledge.
correct. So that does raise the inference that he had knowledge, but then the facts and circumstances surrounding the finding of the gun and the traffic stop does support a finding of knowledge.
How's that? How's that?
Well, we have defendant's conduct during the stop where he was acting nervous. And Officer
Well,
Rodriguez.
what is nervousness? I mean, you don't believe people get nervous when they see police officers, particularly if they have a record?
I
What made
do
him
believe
nervous?
people do. I mean, I get nervous when I get pulled over. However, Officer Rodriguez said that he was acting more nervous than usual, you know, more.
How do we know what that means? I mean, what is usual to the police officer? What does he call you nervous? When you go from a warm car to a cold outside, can you sweat? Could you be hot in a car? Could the car be hotter and he could be sweat? He had a coat on. And then
Correct.
when he
Right.
got outside, he could be shivering because we could see the back of his pants. I mean,
Yes, I
so I
do.
mean.
I agree with all of that. The officer did say that he was acting more usual, you know, more nervous than the usual person does. He was shaking, he was sweating, to the point where one of the officers said, "Are you good?" You know, he was clearly acting like there was something wrong. And then at that point, it's up for the trial judge to de determine the credibility and the weight to be given to Officer Rodriguez's testimony as to defendant's conduct. And then, in addition to defendant's conduct that suggested his guilty conscience, we have his previous felony conviction, which generated the inference of culpable knowledge, as this court found in McKnight. And then we have the video.
Okay,
So it's
so
not.
you agree with the judge that without the video, there is no case. Is that
No, I do
correct?
not agree.
You don't agree to that.
No, I
So
don't, because
we can
as I
throw out the video and you still win. That's what you're saying? How's
I
that?
believe that we could. Yes, it wouldn't be
Okay.
quite as strong of a case, but we do still have defendant's conduct. We do still have
Would
his
that
brief.
contact being his nervousness? I just want
Yes,
to make sure I understand.
that
So somebody being nervous is enough to convict them of having knowledge?
well,
That's the law.
It could be. There is no
But
law
is that there is no law on that. Okay.
as to the minimum requirement, what is required for the knowledge. From his conduct, it can be inferred that he knew.
How is that? Because he was nervous, you're saying, going back, or because he was sweating?
Correct. His correct because I wasn't there. I didn't see how he was acting, but Officer Rodriguez
But
did.
we
And
have
we
seen
only have his testimony. And
But don't we have the
also do have
video?
the video.
We have the video. I saw
Correct.
it. I didn't. I couldn't see the sweat. I don't know if anybody else did, but.
His shaking could be seen on video. At one point, it does say you can see his hands shaking. And you know, there was no testimony either as to how cold it was that day. I mean, we're presuming because it was February, it was very, very cold. We don't know. There was no testimony as to that. It was not asked at trial. Was he shaking because it was cold, or how cold was it? So we don't know. So all we have is the testimony.
All right, so let me ask you, because you're saying his conduct. So let's assume he was nervous. What else besides the video? You mentioned McKnight and the previous conviction would give some sort of inference of knowledge. Is that your argument?
Yes, it generates the inference of culpable knowledge. So we have those two together. We don't have to take them each separately. We look at the entirety of the circumstances. So we have those two things standing on their own. And then we do have the video of defendant holding a gun that was identical. The court found it identical to the recovered gun, which suggested that the gun was the same as the one recovered and suggested that defendant had a possessory interest in it, which supported another the conclusion that he knew of the gun's presence in the car. And as well, the gun's
How do we
location.
know it's identical? There's no testimony by an expert. The Glock gun is one of the most popular guns in the country. They make a lot of them. And the case law, Bailey and other cases, say that there has to be some proximity. And we don't know anything about when this was made. In
The
fact,
proximity and
we don't
time.
know when it was posted. I mean, there's nothing in the record with regard to that.
Well, the judge did find, and the judge did was holding the gun at the time. He had, you know, she had privy to seeing the gun in person that we unfortunately don't have, and we have the video.
But that's not the issue. We know he had the gun that was under the car, the judge did. But how does a judge know? I mean, the judge is not an expert on guns, and the judge is looking at a video. We're looking at the same video, and the judge is making a determination it's the same based on no testimony.
Well, based on the judge had the gun while it watched the video, the gun apparently had some markings that made it a little bit, you know, different than your run-of-the-mill gun. It had silver on it, it had a brown handle, it had a curvature. The video was paused. They paused it at a specific point and said, "This is the gun." And it's a close-up of the gun. And it was, somebody asked earlier, it was the gun with the big round extended magazine. So you can see in the video that there are different, that the gun is a little different. So do we know 100% that it was the identical same gun? No. Well, the same gun, no. The judge did make the finding that it was identical. And from that finding, the judge was allowed to infer that it was the same gun. Now, we have that, and we have the other circumstances surrounding the stop. When you put those all together, it does support the conclusion that defendant knew the gun was there. And as well, I was about to say the gun's location up front, it wasn't tucked all the way under the seat, it was just at that very front edge of the seat, also
It was
supported
not. It
the
was hit. It was not seeable. It was under the seat. The testimony
Right,
was.
correct. It was under the seat, but not tucked all the way.
So
It at
does
the
it
edge.
matter? Does it matter whether it was tucked or not?
It does because it makes it's more proximate. The proximity of it to defendant made it more easily accessible to him, and it also did
He's
support.
sitting there. He's sitting there. It's not his car, correct? How many times he? Well, any testimony on how many times he's been in that car?
No, there was not.
We know he was ever in that car before.
Nope.
It's not even his sister's car, was it?
No.
No. So, I mean, anybody could have a car with a Glock gun. I mean, that is quite possible. And he had chicken on his lap. I mean, he was very polite to the police officer. He did everything they asked. He never said anything untoward. He was very cooperative. I mean, you're talking about him being nervous and everything, but on the other hand, if he knew there was a gun underneath, why did he just act the way he did? I mean, that was a very, you would expect that that's the way you should handle a situation like that, right? Particularly if you're not guilty.
Correct. Right. Well, I mean, flight or being rude to the officers isn't required to show that he knew the gun was there. Perhaps he was hoping that the gun that the officers would think he was innocent and not search the car. I don't know
No,
why.
but I'm talking about even after he got out, when they handcuff him and everything else, he never says anything on tour. He doesn't do
Correct.
anything. He just does exactly what they tell him, right?
Yes,
He's
but it's not required. That does not mean he didn't know about the gun. It's not required that
It
he
doesn't mean
didn't
that he
do.
did or didn't. I mean, the question is how someone can tell about a stranger based on their actions. He's a stranger to the officer. Based on those actions, what do we know?
Well, the officer does have his experience in the field and can compare defendants' actions and conduct to how other people in that same situation behave. And the trial court wasn't required to seek out every possible explanation of innocence beyond a reasonable doubt. And so the trial court looked at all this circumstantial evidence as a whole and said it supported the finding that defendant knew of the gun.
Ms. Wobakind, let me ask you two questions. One is, in reviewing the video at timestamp 8 minutes 26 seconds, the officer asks Ms. Flatey if she has a FOID card, and she shows it to him. And then the officer is heard saying that Flatey says she doesn't own a gun. Is there anywhere in that video where we actually overhear where Flady can be heard saying that she doesn't own a gun?
I have not watched the video in a bit of time. I don't remember, though,
Okay, so you
any
don't know.
evidence or
Okay.
any testimony regarding it.
Okay, and then the second question is when I looked at the video, it seemed that the officer, ducked down to look underneath the seat a couple times. And if I'm re remembering it correctly, he retrieved the gun at some point. But I'm not exactly sure which time he re retrieved the gun and took it back to the squad car. Did you do you know the sequence of events there?
I do not remember how many times he looked at the gun, looked underneath the seat. I do remember it was hard to see from the vantage point exactly where he was looking and what he was doing, at the time of the recovery. I just know what he said about where it was positioned underneath the seat and that it was not tucked all the way underneath it, hidden all, all the way underneath the seat.
Do you agree that it's speculation that the guns are identical?
I believe that it was a finding for the trial judge to make and that it was an inference that could reasonably be made.
But it's he doesn't know for sure. There's no direct evidence, so it's speculative. You would
It's
agree.
circumstantial.
It's circumstantial, and that's the only thing we have, is that the guns look alike, right?
That the guns look alike, and as they said, same markings. There were several points on the gun that they identified as being the same gun. I mean, it would be quite the coincidence that he has a gun that looks exactly the same in a video, and then that gun shows up in his car, in a car in which he's the passenger.
If it's a popular gun, it's a well-known gun, they don't make just one of them, and there's hundreds of thousands of them, why would that be such a
Correct.
quick?
Well, we don't know how popular the gun it was. And then the gun does have the extended magazine on it. And again, that was just an inference that the court could make in light of the entirety of the evidence that
But
it was the same gun.
how do we know that the car didn't belong to the person who made the video, and that it was there? I mean, There seems to be some a lot of speculation with regard to how, the gun got there, which he possibly didn't know. But if somebody made a video, you're assuming, I assume that he brought the gun to the video. It was his gun, or that somebody could have given him the gun, and that gun just could have been in the car. And that is reasonable. I mean, there are a lot of other explanations.
There are, and when there are conflicting inferences, like when the evidence can cause conflicting inferences like that, it was for the trial judge to determine which inference the court believed.
And that,
I had oh,
go
go
ahead.
ahead. I had said that Case Bailey, but I think it was Bradley and Bogan that I was thinking of, and those cases were the cases where, there were photos on one of the defendant's phones, and then the other one was the Snapchat video recorded when they were wearing the same clothes, presumably the same day. So, thinking about that temporal proximity, is that a game changer that is not present here because we don't know when this video was made?
No. Certainly, it's something that can be used to determine the weight to be given the evidence. In Bradley, yes, there was more evidence against the defendants because they were wearing the same clothes, and there did seem to be more of a temporal link. However, a gun is a gun. It's going to be the same gun today, next year, 6 months, 2 months, from now. So it's that just goes to the weight of the evidence in determining whether it is the same gun and whether and how much it does establish defendant's knowledge of it under the seat.
Ms. Slovakine, you have 1 minute.
Your Honors, I would just like to say too that
I'm
the
sorry,
video
you know
was
what? I'm sorry, you actually have 5 minutes. My
oh,
apologies.
okay. I'll move on to the second issue then if nobody has any more questions as to the reasonable doubt issue.
Go ahead.
So counsel was saying that the court did not say why it admitted the video, and the court said many times that it was admitting the video because it went to defendant's knowledge of the weapon, as we've been discussing in the first issue as well. The court said multiple times that it did not view it as other crimes evidence, that it was not propensity evidence, and that it went to the defendant's knowledge of the gun.
Could it
But
be
in
other could it could be other crimes evidence in this case, because in this case, as opposed to some of the cases cited in the briefs, we have a someone who is a felon.
So counsel saying, we don't have the temporal link to show that the video wasn't probative of his knowledge, but then at the same time, we don't have the temporal link. So we don't even know if defendant was a felon at the time the video was filmed. We know he was most likely at the time the video was posted because there is that date stamp of 2022. However, we don't know. We could not convict defendant of UUWF of that of the gun in the video based solely on that video. So, it's our position it was not other crimes evidence. And even so, even if it was other crimes evidence, it would still be admissible because it was not propensity evidence. It went to defendant's knowledge, as I've keep saying, which is an admissible reason to allow other crimes evidence. And counsel had said in their brief that the court didn't do, if it was other crimes evidence, the court then didn't do the proper analysis of allowing it in and just determining whether it was more prejudicial than probative. However, the court's ruling that the evidence was not other crimes evidence goes to show that the court did not consider it that way. And so the video could not have prejudiced defendant. And the court did say that nothing in the video, not the audio, not the video itself, had any impact on its rulings. And it also did indicate that it did not believe that defendant was a bad person when defense counsel insinuated that the trial court was did believe that. So the video was admissible. However you look at it, if you want to look at it as other crimes, which, as I said, I assert it was not, it was nevertheless admissible because it went to defendant's knowledge. And it was not more prejudicial than probative, and it was very probative of defendant's knowledge. So with all that said, the trial court did not abuse its discretion when it allowed the video. And the evidence in its totality did prove defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. As to the other two issues, I will rest on my brief. And if nobody, that's it. Thank you.
Any more questions for Ms. Lowenkind? Okay, thank you. Ms. Levy, 5 minutes for rebuttal.
Hi. You know, I'm going to also stand on my argument unless you have any other questions. Anyone has questions?
What about the argument that we just heard that it goes to knowledge, the video goes to knowledge, even whether or not it goes to something else, they're saying, the state says it goes to knowledge and that the judge used it. He said, I'm not using it for anything else other than that, basically. I mean, he's saying quite clearly that's why he denied the motion. So what's your response?
I believe that the judge wrongly proclaimed immediately that it didn't constitute other crimes evidence. And in fact, it does.
Okay, well, let's assume it does. Let's assume it also does. But can it also show notice, show knowledge, show knowledge?
It could show knowledge if there had been a temporal connection. That's just still missing. And there's no evidence that the defendant knew that the gun was in the car. I mean, it is other crimes evidence to make that leap. It is propensity evidence to make that leap is what I meant to say. But and then the court rejecting the idea that it constituted other crimes evidence and abandoning the balancing test about whether it was more prejudicial than probative is manifest error on its own. And this court should reverse on that basis.
Why do you think that the court abandoned the balancing test just because he didn't say it out loud?
The judge specifically stated that this does not constitute other crimes evidence. And so if the court didn't believe that the video constituted other crimes evidence, there was no need for him to do the test. He didn't do it because he didn't think it was necessary. Because he believed that the evidence was not other crimes evidence. It didn't constitute other crimes evidence. So he did not do the balancing test. That's the record shows that.
So is it your position that other crimes evidence can never come in for another purpose and lets you do the formal balancing?
Yes, that is my position. The court is required to balance the probative value against the prejudicial nature of the evidence. It's required. That's our position. My position. Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions for Ms. Levy? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Levy. Thank you, Ms. Lowenkind. We appreciate your zealous advocacy. The case is submitted and the court will issue a decision in due course.